well, disappointing to get beat 4-0 today, do you think? That was a score that reflected the match or not?
Probably not. See, there was a really strong wind. Obviously, we were against the first half, but you go goal down early on, 2 minutes from corner kick not picking up, people not doing their job, and then hanging in a wee bit first half. It was just hard to get out. The wind was that strong, really difficult. But Cammy had two good saves, I think. But we never threatened, but I didn't think they were brilliant either. And then we asked them to go at it the second half and go after it and try and get the ball and try and score goals. Lost another quick goal from across that we've done this season, and then we're really good for 10-15 minutes. Missed a penalty, Callum missed a great chance, and then after that they got a penalty and we just folded after that, didn't do well after that, and they were comfortable. So disappointing the result. I didn't think it was a 4-0 game, but we need to do better. We need to do better in terms of scoring goals. I said we're not scoring enough goals, not testing the goalkeeper enough, and that's something we need to work on.
You could see that when they didn't take the chances that their heads did go down a wee bit.
It did, but it kind of let him. I seen PJ, spoke to him there, he was off disappointed, missed a penalty, but he was causing them problems. Mm-hmm. And then they drifted out the game, and other guys drifted out the game at that point, and they let it get to them a wee bit, and they need to do more, but especially when the things are not going so good. When things are going great, everything's fine and stuff, but it's not going to good, so we need to stand up and do better, and we didn't do that today, especially the last 25 minutes.
You had a young guy on the bench today?
Yeah, young Josh Robertson, he's just 14, but he's been doing really well. Been hitting with the Fife Elite 15s this season, and he's been doing well, play either fullback. So decided to bring him along today, get my day off school. As I said, I was hoping to get him on a pitch at some point as well, but it wasn't to be. But no, he's doing well, and hopefully he'll feature in a few games for us this season.
That gives him good experience to come.
Yeah, definitely. It's totally different, seeing a first team environment. Seen an angry manager in the dressing room afterwards, so he's not been used to that, and I thought it'd be quite good to get him involved in it and see kind of more real football, I suppose, and he's seen that today, I think.
Mm-hmm. So they've just got to pick themselves up for next week because they've got two games in quick
succession. Yeah, Rangers on Monday night at East End Park and Celtic on Friday afternoon at Spartans at 1 o'clock, so it will be young teams for both, very young, so probably won't even have Lewis Spence and Sean Rooney for both of them, so we need to stand up and be counted, but that's the challenge I've set them in there. Mm-hmm.
So they need to take that on board for next week?
Yeah, they do have to take it on board, but not just for next week, for their careers. I say that we need to do more in front of the goal, and when things aren't going for us, they need to be better and stand up to the challenge a bit better.
Mm-hmm.